That's an older term?
I would say so, yes.
But never blinds?
No.
Rollers?
Blind was something else. Never heard them called rollers.
Mm-hmm. Now, the place you'd hang up your trousers and your suit, you'd hang it in the...
In the closet.
If you had one that was portable, it wasn't built in, but it was portable, you'd...
Wardrobe?
Would you ever call either one of them a clothes press?
Well, I've heard the word used quite a bit, and I don't know whether it's necessary to put it down, but the people that were in the habit of using that word were from Iowa.
Mark that. That's for the portable one, though, not for the built-in?
It could be built-in.
Okay. And the place, if you have, this is the first floor and then the second floor, and then you have a place up above.
Attic.
And you never call that a garret.
Well, I've heard the word, but we never used it.
Okay. And how about some older forms of a kitchen? There were other names for it, or parts of it, or the place where they might store things, you'd call a...
Pantry. And it was also called a buttery, too.
That's definitely older, you'd say, or they're both about the same?
I would say about the same.
But you don't refer to either one much
anymore?
No. And now, the kitchen had, do you ever call it the porch? Or?
Well, the porch was something built on. We had a back porch, but...
Never called a kitchen that.
No.
Did you ever kitchen house or kitchen?
Well, we never had one, but they were usually termed a summer kitchen.
And they were separate from the house?
They were usually a separate building, possibly with a roof connecting the two. That is a more or less makeshift roof.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now, the thing that where you'd store your socks, your underclothes, and shirts, you might put them in the...
Dresser? Was also, the first term I ever heard for that one my mother used was bureau. Then we came, later on, we called it a chiffonier, chiffarobe.
Chiffarobe.
Mm-hmm.
They're all the same, bureau, chiffonier, chiffarobe.
Well, chiffonier usually was a little taller. Bureau or dresser was more waist high and where it would be convenient to put all dressing accoutrements, comb and brush and all those things. Chiffonier was usually taller, and ordinarily you wouldn't find anything on top of the chiffonier unless it was a picture or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, a lady's not going to do the house cleaning. She's just going to go in the room and sort of...
brush up?
Would you ever say tidy up or clean up or something?
Well,
would clean up be different?
Clean up would be a little more thorough job than brush up. Brush up is just take the rough off if you...
Pick up the papers.
Yeah.
Like straighten things.
If there's something on the floor, why, maybe get the broom and sweep it up.
You never say tidy up, though, either.
Well, that's been used, and is used quite a bit here, but I don't know, we just didn't use that word.
Okay. Now, where do you keep the broom?
Well, sometimes it was kept on the back porch, and if we had a broom closet, we'd keep it in the broom closet. We don't have a broom closet.
Mm-hmm.